From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Late last night in Phoenix, police arrested two men. They are suspected of carrying out a series of shootings that have had residents on edge since May of last year. Police say the pair is responsible for murdering six people and injuring 17 others. This brings to an end the police investigation into one of two serial killer cases in Phoenix. Renee Guttel of member station KJZZ reports.
The search for two serial killers in Phoenix has been the talk of the summer here. Residents have been worried, and police and federal authorities have been working overtime on the cases. Early today, speaking on the first floor of Phoenix's City Hall, Police Chief Jack Harris said one of those two cases has been solved.
At approximately 11:30 p.m. last night, after intense investigative follow-up to information received from the public, members of the task force arrested Dale S. Hauser and Samuel John Dietman for numerous counts of murder and aggravated assault. They are the serial shooters that this task force has been hunting.
Little is known about the 33-year-old Hausner and 30-year-old Dietman. Police say they shared an apartment in Mesa, a city east of Phoenix. Authorities raided that apartment early this morning, seizing firearms, searching through dumpsters, and towing away a late-model silver Camry, said to have been used by the pair. Phoenix Mayor Phil Gordon said today he's confident police have arrested the right men.
These are the two monsters we've been hunting. And as I promised you and my colleagues promised you, we're not yet finished. I said last week that we had turned the tables on these criminals, that the hunters had become the hunted, and that Phoenix is a city on the offensive. No one should question that today.
The first shooting was in May of last year. There have been six murders and 17 non-fatal shootings, many of them pedestrians or bicyclists, shot on major streets late at night or in the early morning hours. Police won't yet give too many details about the case. They've received thousands of tip calls to the crime prevention program's Silent Witness in the last month. But Assistant Phoenix Police Chief Kevin Robinson said while those calls were helpful, it was old-fashioned police work that led them to Hausner and Dietman.
It was not just calls from the public. It was the work of all the law enforcement agencies. And I'm not trying to be evasive. I need you to understand that it was coming in from a bunch of different directions. It wasn't just one source. We were able to get onto these individuals from a lot of different sources.
Robinson said they still hadn't assigned a motive to the shootings. They also wouldn't say whether the suspects have confessed or not. And while this morning's press conference was underway, police said they were still questioning people related to the case. In all, there were at least a half dozen local and federal law enforcement agencies involved and more than 200 investigators who formed a task force assigned to the serial killer cases. Police blocked access to the Windscape apartment complex this morning where the suspects lived. It's a gated stucco group of buildings on a main thoroughfare through Mesa. Neighbors said they woke up to the sounds of police searching the apartment. 22-year-old Krista Sarant says she lives six doors down from where Dietman and Hausner lived and said she saw them on occasion in the laundry room and pool areas.
It just kind of creeps me out to know that, like, they could have been relaxing in the jacuzzi with us after going and doing one of their little escapades and we would have never have known.
It'd be an exaggeration to say people here have been terrified this summer. Many have tried to go about their daily lives, but with a little more caution than usual and avoiding being out on the streets late at night. But if there's any sense of collective relief felt by today's news, it's only partial. There's still another suspect on the loose, the man police call the Baseline Killer, said to be responsible for another 8 murders and 11 rapes. For NPR News, I'm Renee Guttel in Phoenix.